This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Swatowski. 17 protesters were arrested and held overnight after an immigration rally in Miramar Wednesday. They were released at the Broward County Jail Thursday morning.
What side are you on, my people? What side are you on? We're the
26-year-old Paula Munoz was one of the protesters arrested for blocking traffic on 145th Avenue and Southwest 29th Street. She and the rest of the group were charged with unlawful assembly and obstructing a roadway, and then let out on bail.
It was a small sacrifice compared to the families that have to be in detention for God knows how long.
She hopes that sacrifice will push the community to oppose U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, operating in Miramar. A spokesperson for Miramar's police department, Tanya Ruiz, told WLRN that the protesters had been warned to move off the road before they were arrested. She said the groups didn't have a permit for the rally, and police couldn't let the intersection be blocked indefinitely. The protest was part of a national push by immigration advocates to call for the abolition of ICE. Earlier this week, other protesters were arrested in Pompano Beach for demonstrating outside the ICE office on Powerline Road. I'm Katie Swatowski in Fort Lauderdale.